Presidential candidates frame their campaigns as a debate on the great issues of the moment: education, terrorism, health care, or job creation. But it often seems that as the competition for the White House heightens, the sophistication of the dialogue deteriorates. Citizen voter and commentator Randy Mia Berman laments that tendency, and she has a suggestion for restoring reason to presidential politics.
What's all the fuss about swift boats? Frankly, I think there's way too much whining going on. We're counting Purple Hearts like gold medals. This is not the Olympics. I mean, both presidential camps, Bush and Kerry, sound like a bunch of sore losers before anybody's even won or lost. The presidential camps sound more like summer camp than serious political campaigns. It's color war, bunk bullying, and adolescent antics all over again. Smear campaign tactics are no different from smearing peanut butter on pillowcases or pouring sugar packets onto the bedsheets. It's got all the signs of fraternity hazing. Two Yaleys making trouble for each other. Ivy League captains pouring bug juice into the salt shakers. It's just plain immature. This is not Ferris Bueller's Day Off or beach blanket bingo. It's risky business. It's not summer camp or fraternity rush. We're not teenagers bitching about each other's lip gloss. This is war, jobs, education. A presidential election is actually about the future of the country. Perhaps the candidates should stop talking swift boats and start talking nitty-gritty: schools, health care, and the aging. If we're going to talk like teenagers, let's discuss a real issue, like teenage suicide. Let's just take a time out. Take a breath. A short pause to regroup, reflect, and re-energize. Campers have milk and cookies time. Fraternities have Sunday to sleep off Saturday night. Call it spiritual renewal. Call it Zen and the art of the silent pause. Politicians are talking too much about too little. Pundits are gabbing too much. And campaign spokespeople are spinning too much. Temporary silence is golden. Contemplation breeds thought, insight, perhaps even intelligent dialogue. That can't be at all bad for our presidential campaign.
Randy Mia Berman lives in New York City.